When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 27, I'm talking to Sean Daly, better known by his stage name Slug, a rapper from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Slug is best known as one half of hip-hop group Atmosphere, together with producer Anthony Davis, or Ant. In 1995, Slug, in collaboration with Anthony Davis, Musab Saad, and Brent Sayer, founded the Minneapolis-based independent hip-hop record label Rhyme Sayers Entertainment. I talked to Slug about another hip-hop legend, Albert Johnson, better known by his stage name Prodigy. Together with Havoc, he was one half of hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. Here's what Slug had to say.
Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Obviously famous, people know who he is, but I still feel like people don't realize how much of an impact that he actually had on rap music. What I'm saying is this, like, a lot of the street rap that's popular right now is, in my opinion, influenced by what Mobb Deep did. We all know who Jay-Z is, and we all know what kind of impact he is, and we all know who Nas was, and we all know Illmatic, and we know these classics. But to me, I actually put Prodigy above a lot of these MCs because of not just the influence that these guys all had on the culture or on how we consume rap, but Prodigy's influence is really not just inside of the music, but it's inside of why and how we use this music. To me, Prodigy exemplifies what you might want to call, I guess, street rap or coke rap, or what I like to call depression rap, because, you know, to me, a lot of street rap is really depression rap. It's rap that is dealing with depression. And to me, Prodigy and Scarface, those two artists did so much for depression rap. And, you know, the truth is, my music is a branch of depression rap. When I jokingly invented the phrase emo rap, really what I was making was depression rap. And even though you might not put me next to your favorite coke rapper, we all come from the same fucking tree. And that is, you got these people who are rapping about their love and their life and things that make you go out and get it. But the line that you can draw between all of us is we are all dealing with some sort of fucking depression. Prodigy to me is like almost like the birth of that. And I'm not saying he invented it by any means, but he to me is the one that was able to take those feelings and really translate them to young people and old people. Scarface too. I would also say Scarface, in my opinion, is also very, very underrated. You know, I would put him next to Prodigy almost for a lot of the same reasons. Like, these are people who are able to articulate what it's like to be in such a dark space, but yet still at times try to fucking fight it or celebrate life in the midst of it, you know? And in a year like this, I feel like if everybody was forced to listen to the fucking Survival of the Fittest right now, it would resonate. It would really resonate in a year like this. You know what I'm saying? If everybody was forced to listen to those first fucking three Mobb Deep records, man, they would see, like, Mobb Deep, they were predicting the future, man. And now let's get to the other part of Prodigy, which is the human. You know, the thing about Jay-Z, I could never relate to Jay-Z because he spoke of himself in a way that he was putting himself above the listener. And that's okay. That's a part of hip hop. That bragging and boasting was a part of building your own self-esteem. But Prodigy spoke as a common person. And so he was talking about these types of things, but from the space of a commoner instead of from the space of a god or a superhero. You know, Nas was like the wise man. He presented himself as this youth who knew a lot. And he really was wise. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking him. Like, he did have a lot of gems for us, you know? And so I would look at it like, if Jay-Z was Superman and Nas was Batman, Prodigy, he was more like fucking Spider-Man. Prodigy is one of my favorite rappers of all time.
And I agree. I think that record that he did with Alchemist, the Albert Einstein record, I think is one of the best.
Oh my God, that record was so good. Same with Return of the Mac. The Return of the Mac record was so fucking good, bro. You know, and here's the thing, man. Now that Prodigy passed away, it's a little weirder to say he's one of my favorite rappers because it sounds like I'm saying that because he died. But, you know, you can ask anybody that knew me. I was saying Prodigy before he died. I was telling people he's one of the best for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prodigy, Black Thought, Scarface, Ice Cube. These are my favorite rappers. KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are LL Cool J. These are my favorite rappers of all time. You know, Prodigy been in my top 10. I would say the thing that really solidified him in my top 10 was probably Hell on Earth.
I couldn't agree more with Slug. Hell on Earth is easily one of my favorite rap albums and Prodigy one of my favorite rappers. It just happened to be a couple of weeks ago on Record Store Day, his solo album Return of the Mac came out on vinyl and I put it to the side immediately for myself. On episode 28, I'm talking to Juice Aleem about Divine Styler. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.